Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
So it's been really hectic and a little crazy, and we're trying to get into a routine. Six kids, you guys know how it is. So, yeah.
It's intense.
It's intense.
Intense.
Croy's done a lot.
We've all done a lot. It's intense.
Yeah, I can't wait to share all the details with you guys, but we're going to do it in the end of this. But we are traveling. I honestly don't even know what state we're in. Missouri, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in Missouri.
We're in a town called Eureka.
Okay, but let me tell you guys about Eureka, Missouri. So I love Opus One. You guys know that, right? I usually drink Chardonnay, but Opus One I like to drink around my period. I don't know why. It just is what it is. And so Croy, we had brought some Opus One from the house or whatever, but I've really wanted Opus One more so than my cake bread lately. So I said, Brielle, let's see if we can find some Opus One around here, because we're going to some, you know, other locations that are really small and probably aren't going to have Opus One. So Brielle's like, Mom, I found this liquor store. Actually, it was Total Wine, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Total Wine, which I was like, oh my God, because we have a Total Wine in Georgia. I think they might be like worldwide.
Probably, maybe.
Anyways, our people at Total Wine in Georgia at North Point, they're amazing. Anyways, this lady says, yeah, we have 2013 Opus One in 2015. And I usually have been drinking like 2014 and maybe 11.
So. Yeah, we've had a little bit of 11, maybe some 12.
I don't think
it just 12. Depends. It just depends. Sometimes, a lot of times, not a lot of people are buying it. You
I
know?
Can't hear you in my ear. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot of people are buying it. And so when a wine store buys it, it'll sit there for a while, which it can. It can sit there for years and years and years. But when they buy it, let's say they went out in 2011 and bought a case of it and nobody comes and buys it. Well, they're not going to go buy 13, 14, 15. They're just going to keep what they have in stock until they sell that. Then they're going to go buy the new stuff. So you never know what you're going to get wherever you go.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So Brielle's like, well, which one do you want, right? So I immediately pull it up online, like which one was better, the 13 or 15. And 2013 Opus One scored 100 points, y'all.
That's pretty good.
100 points. Yes. Yeah.
So why don't we go back and get more?
Because the bitch wouldn't give it to you. So hold on. So let me tell you. She says, all we have is the Magnum. And I don't mean the condom. I mean like the bottle size. The Magnum bottle, which is...
Two bottles in one. Yeah.
And that's all we have in 2013. And Brielle's like, well, how many bottles do you have? And so she says, we have three. So I'm like, Brielle, buy them. Get all three.
I tell her, reserve them. Okay. I didn't say reserve one. I said, reserve them. Not that anybody's going to buy it. I do say that on the
phone. She does say, she's like, not that anybody's going to buy it, but if you could just hold the three for me, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's the occasion? And Brielle says, camping. That's my girl.
Yeah,
it was very funny. She's like, camping? Anyway, so Brielle goes to the liquor store and she's like, sorry.
Well, so I pull up and first the lady's like, oh, aren't you just so stinking cute? Which like I hate when people say
you're stinking cute.
Like,
you're
that's
stinking.
Like, so weird. Like, is that a back?
You had those
compliment?
Two like little pom-poms on top of your head.
Yeah. And I look like a goldfish. But whatever.
Right. That is a back. You just said that right. It's a backhanded comment. She doesn't want to say that you're cute because she's like jealous. You're stinking cute. It's like annoying.
What did she look like?
Cute.
Homely. Like what you would think is in this
okay.
area.
Go on.
Anyways.
We're about to lose all our listeners in Missouri.
No. I'm sure St. Louis is great. But wherever we are, not so much. Anyways, so she's like, what can I help you with? And I'm like, hello, yes, I called about the Magnum Opus. How much are they? She's like, they're $1,000 a bottle. And I'm like, great, I'll take all three, 2013. And she says, no, you
can't do it.
Take all three. You can have one. And I'm like, well, why? And she said, we only get so many bottles, so we can only sell one per customer. And I said, well, I'm with a friend. How about I and I whispered this. I was like, what if I walk outside and they get a bottle and then I come
back
in?
She's like, nope, no, you guys came together. Nope. So no, I'm not going to work.
So then I'm like, okay, well, what if I come tomorrow? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, what difference does it make if I'm here today and I buy one and then I come tomorrow? Like, she just hates me. I don't know why. Maybe because I look cuter than her. Like, I doubt that this is like really like.
I've had liquor stores in the past say that they only get a select number of bottles from the winery per year.
Like, they're getting purchased.
You just lost out on a sale. I highly doubt anybody's coming to buy those bottles anytime soon. And I wonder how long you've already had them, but whatever. It's fine. You know what? Follow the fucking rules. I'll buy it somewhere else.
No, it's just weird.
And then she gave me like a hard time. First off, she goes, I need to see both of your IDs because you're under 30. And I'm like, how does this bitch know I'm under 30? Is it my pom-poms? Is it the goldfish outfit? Like, whatever. Like, she's rude.
She said both of your IDs?
Yeah.
To who?
Me and Zach.
Why does she need Zach's ID?
Because she said, because we're under 30.
It doesn't matter.
So she's
only one person's buying it, bitch.
Yeah, it's only the person.
Let me go. So anyways, my point is, you guys, right now, when I'm done with this podcast, I'm getting in the car and I'm going to go buy another bottle. And then I leave out of here tomorrow and I'm going to get my producer to buy the other bottle.
Well, so she goes, I need to see your ID again because the name on the card is different than your name. Whose card is this? And I said, well, it's my dad's. I'm picking up the wine for him. I have Bierman as my last name. Like, what's the issue? And before the bitch could even give me an attitude or an issue, I just was like, you know what? F*** it. Here's my ID. Here's the card. If she doesn't give me the wine, she's a dumbass and she's losing out on a sale. So I just let it be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I got the bottle of wine and I just want you guys to know.
We're going to get two more.
That I will get two more. And it's online for like much more than what she's selling it for. So somehow I have to finesse my way to get the additional bottles.
Stay tuned.
TeenCounseling.com connects your 13 to 19 year old with a licensed professional counselor right away, where they spend most of their time on their smartphone. The process starts by completing a short questionnaire to help them understand your relationship with your teen and their specific needs. You'll then be matched with a therapist in their network of specialists who's available to start communicating within 24 hours and who has the skills and experience to help. You'll have the opportunity to review their credentials and directly communicate with the counselor so that you can make sure it's a great fit. Then, once approved, the counselor and your teen will begin communicating directly. Teen Counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. So visit teencounseling.com/Kim and help your teen take charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. For House of Kim listeners, get 10% off your first month at teencounseling.com/Kim. Anyways, you guys, happy Father's Day to my amazing husband, who I believe is the most incredible dad on this planet.
Thank you.
We spent our Father's Day in Ohio, and
Troy loves Mongolian beef restaurants, Mongolian beef anything.
So I don't know if you guys know what it is. It's like a...
I wouldn't say I love it, but it's
no,
something
you have been asking for it for years.
Well, yeah, but it's not like we go there once a week or once
what
a month.
What is this
or,
thing?
It's a little gnat flying around.
It's like you love it.
Yeah, of course you can.
But you just like can't...
Well, yeah, so...
Find a restaurant like that around us.
There was one in Atlanta. It was off
you
of...
You see one, Rick? Just take a big one.
It was off of I-75 for a while. I don't know if it's still open, but... Yeah, I mean, I've wanted to go for quite some time.
He's wanted to go to these Mongolian beef or whatever you call it. First of all, you guys know I don't eat meat, but he's wanted to go to one of these restaurants. The one that he's been asking
Mongolian
to go.
Barbecue grills.
Okay. Whenever he wants to go to a restaurant or whatever, this specific restaurant, I'm like, oh my God. And I change his mind. But I mean, it's Father's Day. He can have whatever he wants.
But we did pass so many amazing steakhouses and I was like, are you sure?
Back in Georgia though, the restaurant closed. So thank God. So we're in Ohio and it's Father's Day. I had all the kids before we left on this trip make cards for Croy, which was really cute and precious because they wrote everything that they wanted to write on their own. And
oh, that's really great. I'm so glad that I was incorporated in this fucking great.
Mom has to give you a piece of construction paper and some crayons and
for you to make a card for your dad or
I didn't know that this shindig was happening. That's all.
It's Father's Day.
Well, you know Father's Day's coming. What are you going to do?
I bought you some very expensive shoes.
I know. Thank you.
So oh, my amazing. God. Wait. You could have worn those shoes with that outfit. That would have been adorable. Where are they?
Yeah, they're back there in the back.
She got him these like collector Dior shoes.
You don't want to add
and they're so cute.
A heartfelt card to it, though?
You know, I'm not really good with my words. I texted you one time this long text, and I have it saved in my notes.
Is that the one where it's like...
Write that out for you.
Oh, okay. We'll write it out.
I thought Brielle was starting to cry. Okay. Anyways, let's move on. So it's Father's Day. Yeah, I bought some cards for Croy. I bought him a card that had like when you it was
time. I get heated.
Okay, these two are having their own conversation. Sorry. So f*** them.
Sorry. We're listening. Go.
I bought Croy a card that when you open it up, it's like a tent, a campfire. Amazing. It's like a pop-up card. And I was like, this is as close to camping as I'm ever going to fucking get. This is not the move. I don't want to do this. But my negotiation tactic with Croy has been, if I will go on this around the world tour with you, around the United States, I should say, if you take me to the beach when it's all said and done. Like, that's the deal.
That wasn't the deal.
The only reason.
That's the fucking, no. What do you mean?
No.
That's the deal.
Was at the end of the deal.
Yeah, at the end of this trip.
No, like at the end of the trip. At the end of the trip.
Uh-huh.
Like one of the last destinations.
Oh, is the beach.
No.
You're talking about San Diego?
No.
What?
You're not making any sense. Stop talking.
We can't. We can't say. We can't divulge. But one of the last stops that you want to go to, that's like your motivation. That's
one of my motivations, but what you're not going to see is that I have negotiated a trip to the beach after this trip.
And I'm invited.
So
that's the only reason I'm on this trip.
So, and that you are waited on hand and foot. Here we're cooking all of our own meals. Like Corey, don't act like we haven't. Yeah. Don't play me.
Okay. We'll see.
Oh,
we'll see what. We should go ahead and book it right now.
I'm about to text our travel agent. Anyways, so we were in Ohio. Croy wanted to go to this restaurant. I told Tracy, hey, could you find the best Mongolian beef restaurant? Croy wants to go to it. So she found it. And we went running on this trail in Ohio, which was really dope. It got pretty hot though. But it was really, really cool. I'm a little bit out of shape.
Miles and miles of trails. Along the
which
river.
I love. Like, it's I so think, cool. Yeah, no, it's really cool. The kids need exercise.
We have that too, and it's literally around the corner from our house. It's called the Greenway.
No, I guess we're not downtown, I guess, but
the Greenway is literally next to our house.
I don't feel like sitting up anymore.
It starts
and it
up
takes
there.
You all the way through like Roswell to Sandy Springs and then back.
I don't care. We have a golf course.
Anyways,
so we went, long story short, we went for a run with all the kids and I'm a little bit out of shape. I felt like just even 5 days or 7 days of not running. It was really hard for me to run. Got back to the hotel. We all took showers, which, you know, takes hours for us as a family. And then we headed to this restaurant. Well, I like fine dining. I like the ambiance of restaurants.
And you know what I'm realizing on this trip? That
None of that exists.
Yeah, when I eat out, I'm not like eating out. Like I'm eating like pristine burgers. Like when I eat out, I'm not eating like McDonald's and what? All they have here. What? Don't you understand?
Have we eaten McDonald's one time?
What the f*** is wrong with her?
Are you okay?
I mean, today I had Panera, but it's called St. Louis Bread Co. And when you pull up, the whole thing is Panera. The car outside that they drive has a Panera logo on it.
But like, it's not Panera?
No, it's the only city in America that's called St. Louis Bread Co. Instead of Panera Bread Co. And so I'm thinking like Atlanta Bread Co. Like I'm going to get me like a nice, like authentic, like cinnamon bread and all that bullshit. No, it's fucking Panera. So there's that. But anyways, back to my thing.
Which I love their broccoli cheese soup, you guys. It's my favorite.
I'm realizing that.
What is this woman doing outside, Brielle, on this pedal? Like, why don't you just get in a golf cart?
They're enjoying the experience.
She literally has the body and the posture of Nana. Anyways.
So
I'm going with this in the sense that I do not like to eat out anymore, and I'm really over it because unless I'm eating,
so what are you gonna do?
Like, yeah, right.
Unless I'm eating at,
what are you
like,
gonna do?
Like,
eat cereal?
Sushi. Why is
that's
there
eating
no,
out?
No, listen. Why is there no fast food sushi restaurant? Like,
there
that's
is.
Fucking gross.
Go to the Publix. Refrigerator.
There's no Publix
section.
Here. The grocery store here is not good.
I want a drive-through sushi spot.
You can't. It takes too long to make.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I've watched Tracy make it. You put it in this.
Yeah, the simple ones.
That's like a California roll.
The simple ones.
Delusional. Anyways,
not okay.
So my point is that like I enjoy eating out. There is a Stony River here in Missouri.
Wait.
And
it's open.
We're going to call up there and we're going to head there, I think, for dinner, which we have a Stony River in Duluth, Georgia, is our favorite restaurant as a family of all time. I've personally been eating there with the girls for about about 18 years. And then
if
when I met Croy, here comes our nanny back on the golf cart, and she's never driven in her life with our children. But no, she's doing pretty good.
She's doing amazing.
No, if you guys know about the chocolate sauce in the rolls, I actually invented that with my neighbor who used to work there when I was in like second or third
grade. You invented it.
Yes.
You invented chocolate sauce and rolls.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Audra's daughter worked there, and we would sit there, and one day she was like, maybe we should. I said, it tastes like a donut, and she was like, you know what? We have some chocolate sauce. Why don't we try it? So then we did it together, and boom, there you go. Everybody tried it after us. You're welcome.
We should ask Stony River that.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll ask him.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. We will, sweetie. Anyhow, my point is that we obviously have, you know, Tracy, our chef, who's amazing. Eating out is not the move nowadays. There's a lot of sodium, it's just unnecessary calories, and you obviously want to stay as healthy as possible. So it's been a little rough. But anyways, we went to this restaurant in Ohio, and so we walk into this restaurant, and it's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of like a Connie House, like a hibachi restaurant, like Benihana's or Connie House in Georgia or whatever. It's not that at all. It's a buffet style,
but it's like a really weird buffet because you have raw chicken,
shrimp,
and like a puddle of water and mush,
meatballs and raw shrimp in a puddle of water and mush, steak that's bloody as all get out.
All this
in a buffet. Yeah.
Raw
food,
bloody,
raw meat,
right.
Runny
it's
water.
Not cool. It's not the vibe, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I was, again, the one that I was used to growing up.
What was it called in Montana?
Mongolian Grill.
Oh, Mongolian Grill.
It's called the Mongolian Grill.
I got photos of this place.
It's called the Mongolian Grill. And then there's also a newer, like, hipper one. I don't remember the name of that. But anyways, but so there was, and that came into town too. But both places that I was used to growing up and were super, super, super clean. And the meat was still frozen. So when it wasn't like thawed out and in its own juices and stuff, like this other place. So this other place, the one we went to a couple of days ago, was Hoo Hot. This place that we went a couple of days ago, their meat though was thawed out, so it was in its own juices, which was a little bit, you know, not, I don't feel like as sanitary as it could have been. It was the same concept.
All right,
you pick
this one's
meat.
In Billings, and I will say this looks fire.
Wait, show me.
No, it's amazing.
Show me.
It does not look healthy and like.
Show me.
No, it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, as I kissed the whole mic and just got lipstick everywhere. Wow, that's a different vibe.
Yeah.
So wait, do they cook it in front of you like hibachi?
Yeah, but the meat was frozen, so it's not like.
Oh, Bozeman.
You're not going to get.
Wait, that's not close to Croy though, right? Hardin, Montana, Bozeman.
Billings.
Bozeman's
yeah,
not.
No. But so the meat's frozen, so you're not like getting in juices everywhere, and then you pick your noodles, and then you pick your vegetables. But it's all really, really cold and super clean and organized. And
so
but
let's
you pick all your stuff. You pick it's stir fry is all it is. So you pick your meat, you pick your veggies, you pick your noodles, and then you pick your sauces, and all those go together, and they get cooked on this big, huge round
in front of you.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, in front of you, okay. On that big, huge round, hot. I mean, I guess it's like a cooktop, but it's like a huge, looks like a donut, but it's huge. Guys walk around it. I mean, the circumference of it is probably 10 feet. You know, it's huge and the whole thing's hot and they sit there. But the one that I was used to growing up with is they stick all your stuff on and they stick the sauce on there with it and they cook it with the sauce and they put water with it and keep it moist and keep it rocking and rolling. This place was a little bit different, but concept again was still the same and it was still good. It wasn't bad. I mean, the food was good. It's just different and not as like, I wish you could have had a better first experience with Mongolian barbecue, you two.
I just don't know if that's ever going to happen.
My neck is missing. Stop it right now.
It will. I'll get you guys to a good clean spot, but thanks for being troopers with me on my day.
Okay. So the restaurant wasn't the move. I wasn't feeling it, but I let everybody else eat and then we ordered pizza. So anyway, from another restaurant. But we got a great night's sleep in Ohio. Father's Day was really cool. I would have liked to Croy to have a massage and a facial and all that good stuff. But we didn't do all that because we couldn't. So anyways, that's the deal. Happy Father's Day to all the amazing dads out there, the moms that are fathers as well, on top of being mothers, grandparents that are playing that role. I feel like anybody can, you know, I guess father a child, but not everybody can be a dad. So you're a pretty amazing dad, sweet baby.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
The best papa in the world. I don't know how I would survive without you.
I don't know how we survived without him all these years, to be quite honest.
And now back to House of Kim.
You want to know how opposite Cory and I are? As he just cracked open a can of Diet Pepsi. So people say opposites attract, and that could not be more truthful here. I drink Diet Coke. He drinks Diet Pepsi. We have two coffee pots. He drinks a certain kind of coffee that I think tastes like shit, and I drink a vanilla coffee that I love and have been drinking for a long time.
Oh, my God. Nicki Minaj just liked my comment. Sorry.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Me too. She's always so nice.
She's so sweet to Brielle and I, and she's, yeah, very sweet. Anyways, Cory and I are so opposite. I just figured I'd say that. But anyways, okay, moving on, you guys. Let's jump to our positive segment.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
A quick way to build your self-esteem. The best way to, or the quickest way to build your self-esteem, is stop needing approval. And I think this is a big one. And I think we all kind of,
okay, I'm really excited to talk about this because I feel like I am one who definitely has a good self-esteem.
I definitely think you do.
I get a lot.
I think that a lot of people need the approval of others. And I myself, it's not that I necessarily need the approval of others, but I just feel as though things would flow better if I knew that. Let me think of a good analogy. I don't know. Let me think of an analogy as I get into the positive segment of doing something just because it's not necessarily the need of approval from somebody, but yet it just flows better, even though.
To be cool, maybe?
No, I've never been one to fit in or to try to just go. I definitely have my opinion. I definitely feel like the more I'm surrounded by people that are very critical of other people, that I'm less apt to voice my opinion, which I think we're going to get into right here. Actually, I know we are. So anyways, the need for approval by others is huge. You know, you feel that unless someone tells you what a great job you're doing or how wonderful you are, that you're just not good enough. You don't believe in yourselves. So you want to find somebody else who will, basically. And this can lead to very unhealthy relationships with partners, with husbands, with family, with friends, with bosses, with whatever. I mean, it can lead to a very unhealthy place. The problem with this, though, is until you believe in yourself, it will never matter what somebody else says, because the most important that doesn't believe is you. You're constantly looking for more and more people to tell you that you're valuable. The search will continue until you find that one person who agrees with you in what you truly believe about yourself, that you're a fraud or a failure. So what you're, it's counterproductive. You know, you don't believe in yourself, so you're constantly seeking the approval of others. But what you're going to attract is somebody who will also confirm to you that you're a fraud or a failure. It wouldn't matter if a million people said wonderful things about you. You'd only remember the one person that spoke negative comments. I think this stems back to social media as well. I have 100 million positive, you know, comments from people. And the one that irritates me the most is the one that's like, you know, Brielle needs to stop fillers in her face. And it's like, she's never had fillers in her face, but her lips, you know, and I start defending. And I realize, you know, that doesn't even matter. I don't have to defend myself. Leah Remini, she's a friend of mine, and she said something to me one day that kind of had me laughing when I was in California about a year ago. She is an older version, I feel like, a little bit older than myself. And we were talking about housewives, and she's like, you know, why the fuck would you ever go back? And I was like, I don't even know. Like, I was motivated by money, and, you know, and she's like, don't ever say that. And I was like, you know, you're really right about that. But also, she said, you know, no matter how much you defend yourself, people only hear what they want to hear. So as somebody says to you, like, no, but Kim, you told me this. And you're like, no, I didn't. I told you this and you didn't believe me. And Leah's like, stop. Like, you know, she's like, I used to do that, Kim. I used to try to defend myself and speak what really happened or what I thought or what I believe. But people are going to believe what they want to believe about you at the end of the day. And I think I left that conversation with Leah. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was a several hour conversation. But that no matter what, people think what they think, and the approval of others doesn't really impact your life unless you allow it. And I think that that's really
Yeah, 100%.
What I took from that
but
conversation
in order
with her.
For it to be that way, you have to love yourself, I'm realizing. If you don't love yourself, then you're constantly seeking for validation from others. That's all that
100%
is about. Well,
right. And there's a couple major links that go along with all that. And it's confidence in yourself. And in order to have confidence, you have to be educated in what you're doing. So if whatever it is, if let's just say you're the homemaker, right? And you're at the house. Well, be the best sweeper, be the best vacuumer, be the best cook, you know, read cooking books, go take cooking classes. You know, if you want to be the best mom, you know, read mom blogs, you know, educate yourself so that you can feel confident in what you're doing. And you know that what you're doing is the best that you can do. And as long as you know that it's the best that you're doing, you have 100% confidence in yourself, which then leads to the best self-esteem that you can have, and you don't need anybody's approval because you know that you've approved yourself of what you've done.
I think we can all always better ourselves no matter what, right? But I also think that it's in us to, you know, it comes from a place of authenticity to be the best mom. Like, I think moms, it's just in you, or most moms, it's in you to just be that incredible. You don't need to necessarily look it up on how to be the best mom or to be the best dad. But if there's something that you want to, like, just for example, I just ripped my jeans, my Zara jeans that I don't know if you guys have ever bought Zara jeans, but I love them and I just got into them like a week ago. But
You're
when
wearing
I pulled
frame.
I'm wearing frame right now. I had shorts on, I had to change them because I ripped them.
Oh.
Because I pulled the little loop and I was trying to like get my fat ass into the jeans. And when I pulled the loop, I kept pulling it and I like ripped the loop a little bit. I mean, it happens to us all. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, my nanny sewed it back up. I could definitely sew and fix it myself. But I just don't want to. But anyways, I get what Croy's saying about trying to research and be the best version of yourself that you can be. I just want you guys to know that Croy is the best at everything and he hasn't researched anything. So it's annoying. But anyways, the approval you really need is to find it from yourself. And this can only begin once you stop searching for approval in others and take the time to heal yourself. Often it's just the awareness of your own actions. It'll provide you with a great deal of healing, and be sure to take time to explore your own feelings. We're all different people. We all feel different things. We all think different things. We're not the same.
Right.
And that's what makes this world go around at the end of the day. And that is all okay. You know, the moment that you realize that you don't need anybody else's approval is incredible. It's like freedom at last. There's a sudden peace inside of you, which will make you just really incredibly joyful. Suddenly you've woken up from a nightmare and you're just free to be you. What do you have to lose in being your authentic self? You know, I think we all over the years have struggled with that because you're just not sure how certain people are going to react. Like, I cuss a lot, right? So, well, my boss knows I cuss a lot too. Steven Weinstock, my boss, Bravo. Like, I definitely, when I'm at dinner with them, I definitely am like, dude, I don't fucking understand why this is happening or why this is happening. Like, I don't really change who I am. And I've noticed people that do. And I asked Croy, you know, like, why would somebody be different, you know, in certain situations? And Croy's like, well, some people don't feel like it's appropriate to say f*** in front of your big boss or something, right?
Right.
And I think the reason for my success, I just did a big interview with one of the most incredible magazines that I've always wanted to be in. And they said, Kim, you know, they're doing like the top 5 or 8 reality stars in this country. And I was one of them. And why do you think you've been so successful? And the one answer that I really had was authenticity. I know not everybody agrees with me saying f***. I know not everybody agrees with my big boobs or wearing a wig or overdrawing my lips or whatever, but that's really just who I am. I do definitely feel like I'm authentic. One thing that people have never taken from me is the mom that I am. That's one thing I know is that I'm a great mom. It's just in my bones.
You sure are.
Thank you, honey. It's just in my bones, but I feel like my success has come from my authenticity. I am the same person I was 12 years ago when I started television. I've grown, I've matured, I've learned, and I obviously have met the love of my life when I was single prior, and things have definitely changed, and you should grow. Like, I shouldn't look back at my life 12 years ago when I started television and not see any growth. And I don't just mean with like having babies. I just mean with my character and who I am and the ability to control my emotions or the ability to control my mouth, which I struggle with still. But I feel like my success has come from my authenticity. No. I've never really necessarily looked for people people's approval. I will give credit to my parents that they were always supportive of decisions, whether it was a boy I was dating that they didn't like. They would voice their opinion, but realize like,
oh, really? Because you haven't kept that same energy over here. When I'm dating boys you don't like, y'all don't used to not let me see them when I was younger. Let me hang out with them.
My parents didn't let me see people either. And when I was 18 and I did this, this, and this, my parents were always very accepting. They would voice their opinion of things. But I will always say that my parents were more accepting than not. And I felt like that gave me the ability to grow and also make some very big mistakes in my life.
Yeah.
And but, I think that my parents have always allowed me to be Kim. It wasn't that, you know, my parents, you know, said, you have to be a hairdresser or go to nursing school or do something. What are you doing? Because that's what you do at that time.
Right.
Okay, I'll be a nurse.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, if you're looking for approval from somebody,
I think everybody looks for approval from their parents.
Well, they do because a lot of times when you're young, you want to do things that your parents don't approve of. Right. And so, That's the biggest thing. The second biggest thing is unless your parents are understanding of who you are and kind of allow you to navigate yourself through the world with guidance and help, you are always going to kind of do a tug of war because they have this vision of what they think you should be, and you have this vision of what you want to be or where you want to go. Once you get past that and you're kind of out on your own, and if you're still in a place where you're seeking approval from other people, it's because, and I think where this issue lies is you are being and doing things that are not your true self and not your authentic self. What you need to do is stop doing things that you think are going to be approved by your friends and going to be approved by the people around you. Stop trying to do that.
Well, let's get into how do you seek approval from others?
Be yourself. And then the people that don't approve of you.
Well, some people have been doing this their whole life.
No, I know. So you need to stop and be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to do. Dress how you want to dress. Eat where you want to eat. Act how you want to act. Be who you are. And then the people who don't approve of what you're doing will fall off, and you'll attract the people that will approve and will be a part of your life. You know, like, and that's where.
How do you get to the point of letting go of needing approval from others? It's something you've been doing your whole life. Like I said, you may not even be aware of it. So, how do you seek approval from others?
It's actually super easy to.
Well, how do you seek approval from others? Are you hesitant to give your opinion on something you know how others feel about? When you make excuses, do you do it to make yourself look better? Do you worry excessively about what to wear? Do you ask everyone else for their opinion before you make any decisions? Do you tune out what others are saying because you're trying to think of what you're going to say so that you appear knowledgeable, funny, or clever? Are you constantly trying to please people? Are you afraid to say no? Do you find that you're self-conscious a lot and worry about what to say? Those are just some signs that you're constantly needing approval from others. House of Kim is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. The original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and live streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return of the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality. And it's being reinvented. MTV's The Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real again. In Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. I think at some point we've all been in this position. At some point, whether it's coworkers, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's whatever, we've all been there. I have drawn strength, like I said, from just my parents accepting me. So if at that time, you know, my parents accepted me, so everybody's going to accept me. Obviously, we realized, and I've realized over the years, that sometimes my mouth has gotten me into trouble. But I think we've all been there. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah.
One important clue is for you guys that you're desperate for the approval is the next time that you feel pain, distressed, anxious, when you're dealing with somebody else, your stomach suddenly feels like it's in knots, or you feel guilty, you feel confused, you don't know what to do. Ask yourself if this feeling is because you really want this other person's approval. It doesn't even have to be someone you know. It could be a complete stranger that you feel the sudden need to explain to why you just said what you said. And Croy has always said to me, this is me, right? Somebody's like, so I'm trying to think what's a good, I'll, you know, somebody asked a question. I'm like, you know what? Well, Brielle just called me today and she's home, you know, she's got to get picked up from school because she's sick. And then I got to get her. And then KJ starts, you know, piano lessons at 3. And Corey's like, why the f*** are you explaining this to anybody? It's nobody's business. And I've realized in text messages from random strangers, or I assume they're strangers, but in my neighborhood, people that I'm not close with, they get my number from somebody else. They have questions they ask. I'm like, oh my gosh, because KJ had baseball at 9, so I won't be home. You know, and Corey's like, stop explaining yourself to people. And he's, it's so true. Like, if somebody asks you a question, like, so Kim, why are you out of town for a week? Oh, because I'm doing whatever I'm doing, right? Corey's like, why the f*** did you just tell Susie Q what we're doing for a week? Like, it's nobody's business.
Well, yeah, I think maybe a better analogy is this. If you're at work, right, and your coworker.
Okay, my analogy was fine.
No, it's great. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I'm just saying, it's another situation you could be in, drinks after work, right? And everybody's, you know, let's go here. And if you don't want to go, all you have to simply say is no, I'm busy. That's it. You don't have to.
That's
you don't
one
have
thing
to say,
Corey's definitely taught me.
You don't have to say, even if you're not busy, you just say, no, I can't tonight, I'm busy. And they're like, well, what do you got going on? You either don't respond or you just, I'm busy.
You know what my friend Brandon sent me today? 7 ways to say no. I won't be able to commit. Now is not a good time. I have other commitments. I am not interested right now. I'm not taking on anything else right now. Thank you for thinking of me, but I have a lot going on right now. Or no, thank you.
It's that simple. There's no need to give explanations to anybody for anything. Period.
No.
And that, I mean, so anyways, if you're feeling
pain. That's
how
I live my life. Like when my parents try to get explanations out of me.
Goodbye, Brielle. Goodbye, girl. Goodbye. So if you're feeling pain, it could be a sign that you've hurt yourself by needing that approval that you can't find within yourself. Once you realize what you've been doing, try to influence other people's opinion of you. You'll very quickly start to understand what part of you needs to be healed. You'll also start to notice how many other people around you are also trapped in this constant cycle of needing approval from others. It's really insane how it's become almost everyone in this world that needs the approval of others. Even on social media, first of all, let's just be clear on social media. Nobody posts a picture that they think they look bad.
No.
We have the ability to edit photos, post, we take 100.
I love Facetune. I think it's probably my number one most used.
But you don't edit. Well, some people edit like their whole body.
Look,
but my point is there's 100 pictures that we took to get that one picture we post.
None of that even matters. It's everybody's highlight reel. Everybody's Instagram page is their life highlight reel. Nobody's going to put themselves on there unless you're just not mentally stable or you're maybe inebriated. You're not going to put yourself on there crying at your worst moment because you just got dumped. And I mean, people do that and they lose their minds and they like vent on social media and that shit's weird as f***. But you know, most people's Instagrams, 99.9% of them are everybody's life highlight reel. You don't see the bad plays. You don't see the fumbles. You don't see the interceptions. You don't see the ups. You don't see it, but everybody struggles. Everybody has these fucking issues. Everybody has all kinds of bad days and bad hair days and bad makeup days and, you know, drool when they freaking sleep and, you know, like they get spinach in their teeth too. Like it's life, but we have viewed the world now through this highlight filter of people and we're envious of that and people lose their minds because they think that they, you know, people are living this grand life and it's just like, no, like they still shit and wipe their ass. They still tie their shoes, still put one leg in one pant leg and another one in the other to put their pants on. You know, like it's, I don't know.
I think you will find a lot more peace in your soul and in your heart when you stop needing the approval of others. Now, I'm not talking about support because I feel like there's a big difference between approval and support from somebody. If you're voicing something that you're feeling or going through and whatever, like my face is very puffy right now from the steroids that I'm on. And I'm like, Corey, my face is so puffy, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I, you know, Corey's like, I know, I feel you, whatever. Just support is different than approval. I think there's a big difference in that. And support and approval shouldn't be confused. I'm not looking for Corey's approval in anything. I'm just looking for, in essence, his support. I think you know the difference. I think most people know the difference.
Right. And I think, too, if you have good friends and good people around you, they're going to voice, hey, like, should you do that? Like, you know, like if you're going to go do something, let's just say, like, I don't know, something crazy. You're going to go, you know, drink and drive. Obviously, that's not approved of. We don't, nobody wants to approve drinking and driving. So if you want to go drinking and driving, good luck to you. But your friends and your people around you should be able to voice like, hey, I don't approve of that, you know? And you have to think like, should I change that behavior? Is that not good behavior? Or do I want to do that? And should I not be around these people who don't approve of my behavior? But don't be somebody who you're not, because if you are somebody who you're not, you're going to constantly be searching for everybody else's approval, because you're not going to be secure in yourself, in your actions, and in your thoughts and what you're doing.
You're right, baby. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop right up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, well, you already knew that was going to cost you. But now you know how much it dings your wallet so that you can plan ahead. Once you finish, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Okay, you guys, on to our golden nugget really quickly. Can you grab the bag over there that Brielle put away, or somebody else did?
Sure.
Probably Croy did.
Papa did.
Probably,
yeah.
Croy did.
I don't seem like the type to put things away.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
We know. I was trying to let Croy off the hook for a second. Our golden nugget, you guys, is Young Living Kid Sense Mighty Pro Pre and Probiotic Supplement.
I take them too.
I take them too. Croy takes them. Mighty Pro is a unique supplement that contains a blend of both prebiotics and probiotics. It's formulated with Nixion wolfberry fiber, a naturally occurring prebiotic that passes through the gut and stimulates the growth and activity of beneficial bacteria in the colon. It has over 8 billion active live cultures. It's specifically formulated for children to support digestive and immune health, meaning fewer days missed from school or daycare. Healthy microflora is in the gut, during the early years of life has widespread and lasting consequences for children's well-being and overall health. We have a million doctors in our lives that have been such a blessing to us over the years. And this specific probiotic from Young Living, which is an essential oil company, has become our favorite. Croy and I take 4 a day. It's a wolfberry punch flavor, so it tastes like a pixie stick. We take 4. Don't try to laugh because you'll choke yourself with the powder going down. Brielle and Ariana take 3, and then our littles will take 1 to 2 a day.
I told Croy that I take 3, and he's like, that's so extra. You don't take 3. You take 1.
No, our doctor said, 4 for us, but 2 or 3 for the girls, and then the littles. Anyways, these are really great. You can get them, I believe, off of Amazon. I know there's so many different pre and probiotics that are out there, so it gets a little bit confusing as to the ones to get. But this is just one that works for my family, especially, like I said, on the road. We drink a lot of bottled water, which we're going to get into bottled water soon, because I just read a big article on the top 8 or 10 bottled waters in the United States, and yeah, it requires a discussion.
Right.
But anyway.
Overall, gut health is extremely important.
It determines everything.
Yeah. It's for your immune system, how you feel, achy joints, mind fog, everything. Research shows that if your gut health is bad, your just overall health is going to be bad. So KidSense is a good one. Find one that works for you, and don't stick to just one for years and years and years. Do one for 6 months, then switch it up, and do another one for 6 months, and then switch it up. Don't let your body get used to the same things. Throw it a curveball here and there, and that keeps your body on its toes, always learning, always evolving and changing, so that you can keep improving. But gut health is extremely important.
It's huge.
That's your golden nugget.
That's my golden nugget, you guys. Improve your gut health. It can be the difference between life and death at this point. It fights infections. It keeps you in a better space. Super important. These are easy, like I said, and they taste great. So anyways, I just want to give you guys a little info on what we do here. Yep. For now. Well, it doesn't mean we're not going to change. We've been doing this for about 6 or 8 months now. Have been very happy with the results. We're all doing well. So anyways, you guys, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. I apologize on the delay, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Signing off. Pray for us.
Toodles.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly exclusively on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.